Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your non-diet dietitian, trainer, and host Katie, and this is episode 295. On today's quick episode, I'm going to share with you my top four books that I recommend to clients, friends, family, whoever, specifically on body image. If you've been in this corner of the internet, this corner of the podcast world for some time, you know that I don't really read a lot, but I freaking love audiobooks. So just a little disclaimer, all of the books I'm going to share today, I listen to typically. I don't actually read them. For me, I like to listen to audiobooks when I'm cleaning, when I'm, you know, working out, when I'm going for a walk, because I feel like it's just, I mean, it's like podcasting, right? It's the same thing. I often like to listen to podcasts and audiobooks when I'm really hyper-focused or specifically working on a certain goal. So for you, you're here, you might be working on your journey with intuitive eating, with body image, with healing your relationship with food and fitness. And so, you know, I highly recommend, just like on a previous episode where we talked about some of the best podcasts right now for intuitive eating, same thing with body image, or, you know, that can be a really great way to supplement your learning and your journey is focusing on a book, like listening to an audiobook, which just helps you to go a little bit deeper, right? Podcasts sometimes are anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour, whereas an audiobook, I mean, you're dedicating up to 8 hours or so on that particular topic. So I love audiobooks. You can also listen to them on 1.25. That's about as fast as I'll go. If you're a crazy person like Joey, who listens to them on, like, I swear, 5x, I don't know how he retains any information. Well, you do you and what works best for you. The point is, it's so important that as you're on this journey, that you get that repetition. You continue to hear the same messages in different ways when it comes to rewiring your brain from the diet mentality. I also just want to encourage you to let you know that you absolutely can work on body image and healing your relationship with food at the same time. I've seen this myth out in social media or even just talking with clients that they feel like, oh, well, body image comes last. And the reality is, at least in the work that I do and the clients that I work with, is that body image is so intertwined with how we nourish ourselves, with how we move our bodies, why we nourish ourselves, why we move our bodies. And so for me, I strongly believe that, you know, let's integrate it all. Let's work through it all at the same time because there is so much crossover. So just know that, you know, if you are working with a professional when it comes to body image, I think this topic, it can be very nuanced and specific. And so I have actually done work, additional training in body image specifically. And I can tell you right now, there are professionals out there who, oh yeah, I work on body image, but there are so many layers to it that, you know, it's not as simple as look in the mirror and have some positive affirmations. Like, body image in itself is, it's work. It's, you know, just as like you're healing, like I said, your relationship with food, your relationship with exercise, it's another bucket. While they all intertwine, it does require, in my opinion, an additional set of skills and training. So just know that, you know, if you're working with somebody and you don't feel like they have that training, hopefully you're working with somebody who is, you know, professional and cares about you enough to say, hey, love that you want to dive deeper on this. This isn't my specialty. Here's who I recommend. Or, you know, a great place to start is these books that we're going to talk about today. And pro tip, if you have not tried Audible, check out the link in the show notes. That is an affiliate link to Audible, which means that by using that link, of course, you don't have to, but it does support the show like pennies. But hey, every little bit helps. So that myself and my team, that we can continue to produce quality content for you along your non-diet journey. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food and their bodies. I'll also share my experience working with clients in my private practice to help women find food freedom and body confidence. I'm on a mission to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. Book number one is Fearing the Black Body, The Racial Origins of Fat Phobia by Sabrina Strings. Sabrina is a professor of sociology at the University of California, Irvine. I love this book. It actually examines the historical and also the cultural roots of fat phobia. And in case you didn't know, fat phobia is the fear and the hatred of fat bodies. This book discusses how the origin of this phobia is really rooted in racist ideologies that associate blackness with obesity and moral inferiority. Sabrina Strings shows how fat phobia has been used to also uphold white supremacy, patriarchy, and to reinforce existing power structures. This book just, I mean, it will fire you up. And she ultimately, you know, of course, read it, but in a nutshell, she argues for a new approach to health and wellness that is rooted in social justice and that recognizes the different ways in which systems of oppression really shape our experiences of our bodies and our health. While this book, it's definitely written a little more academically, in my opinion, right? She's a professor, she's wicked smart. I really enjoyed diving deeper into the social justice aspect of things because body image is, like I said, it can sometimes feel surface level, it can feel superficial, but when you dive into this book, it just demonstrates, wow, this is so much bigger than me and my issues and myself. It is way more complex. And I just guarantee whether you are a professional in the space or you're just a gal trying to do your thing, trying to be a better human, this book not only teaches you a lot about, you know, your experience and how you might be feeling in your body, but also it just connects you to a part of something bigger. Like, wow, figuring out this body image stuff is not only so important for myself, but it's way part of how I can contribute to a better world, a better society. And just it gives you a new level of empathy for other races, other sizes, and oh, it's so good. So please, please, please check this one out. Fearing the Black Body, The Racial Origins of Fat Phobia by Sabrina Strings. The second book to add to your list is The Body is Not an Apology, The Power of Radical Self-Love by Sonia Renee Taylor. She is an activist and a poet. You can hear it because I listened to the books. You can read it in her work, but she talks about how society's obsession with physical appearance and these beauty standards also leads to oppression, injustice, discrimination, particularly against marginalized communities. She explores the intersections of body positivity and social justice. And what I like about this book is that she really offers a roadmap for achieving what she calls radical self-love and body acceptance as a means of achieving, you know, your personal, but also the social transformation. What I really like about this book is that she gives lots of tools and strategies for unlearning some of these harmful beliefs and behaviors that are so common in our society. And she talks about how we can really build a culture of, again, that word that she uses a lot is the radical self-love. What I love is how this book also touches, similar to Fearing the Black Body, it also touches on the social justice piece, and it inspires people. And again, I say people because this isn't just for women, this is for men as well. You know, all gender, whatever you identify with, that it inspires people to not only reclaim their own bodies and power, but how doing so, we can create a more just and loving world for all bodies. And again, when we can connect what we're working through as part of something bigger, it makes it, I don't want to say easier, but it maybe can give you more clarity about your why behind doing this outside of, well, I just don't want to think I'm fat anymore. I don't want to, you know, X, Y, Z again, that surface level. Like, it can help you give maybe more words, more verbiage to describe how you're feeling on a deeper level. The third book to add to your list is What We Don't Talk About When We Talk About Fat. And this is by Aubrey Gordon. She's a writer, speaker, activist who focuses on the intersection of body, politics, social justice, and mental health. Are you noticing a theme here with social justice? I'm curious. Please send me a message on Instagram or in the Fit Friends group of if you're surprised by that or if you knew that a lot of body image was rooted in social justice, because I know when I first dove into this stuff, it was like, wait, what are you talking about? And so just notice there's a theme. And if you haven't realized it, grab a helmet because your brain's about to explode. Aubrey is also the host of, or a host on the Maintenance Phase podcast, which we talked about in a recent episode. And this one, again, I haven't listened to this one, but it is on my Audible list. And I can't wait to dive in because I love the podcast. I'm sure I'm going to love this book and just how she writes and how she speaks. Aubrey challenges the mainstream cultural narratives surrounding weight and body size. And she shares how these narratives that are out there can be harmful and stigmatizing and how they perpetuate a culture of fat phobia, of discrimination. And this book, just like the podcast, is a mix of personal stories, research, and cultural analysis. And she offers really strategies for resistance and activism. And I, you know, talk about this, you know, I talk about body image coming from a place of thin privilege, meaning that even though I'm pregnant, I live, you know, just genetically, I live in a smaller or what's considered a more normal size body. And so for me, it's really important to read the narratives and to follow people on social media and to, you know, read and listen to those living in larger bodies, because I've truly never, you know, even if my BMI has been categorized as overweight or obese, I've never truly experienced what it's like to walk around in this world, to live in this world in a larger body. So it's really important for me that, you know, I don't just assume how those people might be feeling, or I don't assume what's going on in their brain, is that I actually like read and listen and learn from them. They should be the ones sharing those stories. And the last book on my list today for you is Body Kindness by Rebecca Scritchfield. She is a dietitian and exercise physiologist, also recommended on the list of intuitive eating podcasts we talked about the other week. But what I love about this book is it's very action, very strategy oriented, and it's a little lighter. This is actually written more like a magazine, so it can be a really great stepping stone and easier for someone to take in this information. She focuses on the importance of finding joy in movement and nourishment rather than approaching them as punishment or obligation. She talks about how to challenge cultural norms and weight. But what I like about this book too is that she also touches on beauty standards and really encourages readers to embrace a more diverse, a more inclusive understanding of health and beauty. This book, it's really a compassionate and empowering guide. And this is one that I do actually read the physical copy. And I often gift this to my clients when we do start to have those conversations regarding body image. And there's, you know, they've worked through the intuitive eating stuff. They figured out, you know, they feel a little bit better about their relationship to movement. Then they have, you know, they're nourished. And so they can actually think clearly and they have more of the headspace to dive deeper, I should say, into the body image piece. And so I love this tool for them to really start to expand their thinking about how that piece ties in. Okay, team, my action step for you this week is to pick one of these. You have four options. Pick one book to either download, check out from your local library, maybe just buy it from, you know, I always encourage people to buy it from the source directly if you can, rather than going through Amazon. But work through it in the next 30 days. Or I have a really great idea. If you're down, let me know. Maybe we should start a Fit Friends Happy Hour book club. Like, how fun would that be if we agreed on a certain book each month? Or we could even do quarterly, and then we had like a Zoom call where we all talked about it. I've always wanted to be a part of a book club, and I was a part of one for a while, but then nobody ever read the book, and we read one and it fell through. Anyways, I would totally love to do a non-diet specific book club. So let me know what you think. Send me a message on Instagram, or better yet, write your thoughts in the Fit Friends Facebook group. Links to that in the show notes, and looking forward to hear what you have to say. I am also going to link to all of these in the show notes using an Amazon shop link. Again, that's an affiliate link. We make pennies if you purchase through that link. So don't feel like you have to use it. It is just easiest for myself and my team to put recommendations in one spot. So you're going to find these books, but also more. So definitely check those out. If there's some that you particularly like and that you've listened to and that you would add to the list, please let me know, let us know, and we will be sure to add those as well. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.